Now, Wisconsin Republicans continue to investigate the 2020 election in Wisconsin. This week, their lead investigator released a second report on his findings. Former State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman presented those findings to state lawmakers on Tuesday, alleging that the election was conducted unlawfully in multiple instances, though many of those allegations are disputed or have been rejected in courts. Gableman encouraged lawmakers to consider decertifying the state's election, which the state legislature's nonpartisan attorneys have said is impossible. We're talking now about Gableman's report, his testimony to lawmakers, and the reaction from elected government officials. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your reaction to this report from Michael Gableman? What about his calls to decertify the election? Do you want Republicans to keep focusing on the 2020 presidential election outcome, or do you think it's time to move on? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Before we get into the content here, this has been described as another interim report. Can you talk about the timeline that has changed over time?
Yeah, this is something where the end time just keeps getting pushed farther out. It was just a couple of weeks ago that you heard Speaker Voss, who hired Mike Gableman to do this investigation, tell conservative talk radio in Milwaukee, it was WISN, that Gableman would be releasing his final report at the end of February. He released it, you know, this week on March 1st. But it was Gableman who described it as an interim report and said right at the beginning of his remarks to lawmakers on this assembly panel that this doesn't end here. You know, he made a point of coming back to that a few times. So we don't know exactly where Speaker Voss is in terms of what Gableman does next. We do know that he thinks that Gableman needs to fight all the lawsuits that have been that he's a part of right now connected to this investigation. But Gableman seems to be the one really pushing the idea that he's not done here.
I want to give a listen to Gableman encouraging lawmakers to consider decertifying the state's presidential election outcome. This is a thing that caught a lot of attention, of course, on Tuesday. Here's what he had to say about that.
I raise it as a possibility and suggest that if such an avenue were to be pursued, I believe that the conclusions in this report would support such a process.
The legislators, nonpartisan attorneys have said, and legal scholars, most of them have said that's a non-existent process. What's been the response to that call, Sean?
It's been kind of crickets for the most part among Republicans. And, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who are sympathetic to the idea that the election was improperly run in Wisconsin. But you haven't seen Republicans rallying around this idea now that the state can decertify the election. There's one Republican lawmaker who has pushed for it, Timothy Ramthan, a state lawmaker. And he, when he brought it up for a vote in the assembly, he had no co-sponsors. It's going nowhere. And the speaker of the assembly said it's impossible. So this is something where, you know, Mike Gableman is kind of on an island here among most people, certainly among most in the legal community where this idea has been, you know, widely rejected.
Now, when it comes to voter fraud, especially widespread voter fraud, did Gableman offer evidence of concrete cases of voter fraud here?
The way he's framing voter fraud is if an election law was broken. So he's saying that, like, for example, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, eyes wide open, voted unanimously for a policy that would not allow registration deputies to come into the state's nursing homes during the early days of the pandemic. And they renewed that policy during the 2020 election year. And he's essentially saying that because, you know, he views that as an unlawful act, that votes cast under that system were fraudulent. You know, is my reading of the report, because he asserts that this shows fraud, but it's not voter fraud in terms of here's a criminal case that I'm forwarding, you know, like a district attorney would do. It's nothing like that. He's saying because the Wisconsin Elections Commission didn't follow the law, it was a fraudulent election.
We're talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, looking at the ongoing Gableman investigation, the Republican-appointed investigator of the Wisconsin 2020 presidential election. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Ivy is with us in Evansville. Ivy, hello.
Hi. I don't trust Michael Gableman's report because for several reasons. First of all, he said he didn't know how elections were run. Second of all, he was a Trump appointee. Third, the person that is helping him out helped run the Trump campaign. And fourth, he went to Arizona to watch what they were doing with how that audit was run by somebody who had never audited elections or knew anything about them and was a QAnon and Trump supporter. So he doesn't have my trust. Thank you.
Ivy, thanks for the call. One correction. I don't think Gableman had ever been appointed by Trump to any office. He was elected to the state Supreme Court, unless I missed something over that 4 years there, Sean.
Unless there was something between when he left the court and now where he was in some way connected to the administration. He was picked for this job by, Speaker Voss, and did admit yesterday, when asked, he said that he did vote for President Trump. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he's... when you're a state Supreme Court justice, as he was, we officially call them, nonpartisan, but everybody knows which party the justices stand for. There's kind of a song and dance as they dance around that. But here, Mike Gableman said yesterday, I voted for President Trump. And he does seem to be opening the idea to an audit. And he's like the one in Arizona, because he's floating this as something that lawmakers should consider. As part of this report.
Now, Gableman had said that raising concerns about his partisan background and his previous statements on the election was unfairly impugning his integrity. I want to listen to a back and forth in the Q&A after his presentation. This is a Democratic Representative Lisa Subek questioning Gableman on Tuesday.
What's interesting is that you went through this list of folks who were involved in different ways with the grants or other things, and tried to connect them through their past up to how they might have partisan leanings. And most people have partisan leanings of some sort, right? We all can acknowledge that. I guess that I could very easily do the same for you.
So the debate over whether Gableman was a reliable investigator based on his partisan leanings and his statements early after the election, raising questions about the outcome.
He was at a Trump rally a couple days after Joe Biden won Wisconsin in November of 2020, casting doubt on the results. And his appointment to this special counsel position was announced by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, not in a boring legislative memo, but to a crowd of Republican activists at the state Republican Party convention at a time when President Trump was pressuring Voss and other Republicans to do more to overturn the 2020 election.
Ivy, thanks for calling in. We'll go to Jim next in Janesville. Jim, hello.
Hello. So since this is being funded by taxpayer dollars, when's the end to it? I'm starting to get the feel that since so many of these suits have been brought up and none of them have had any validity, that some of these lawyers are looking like grifters, and Gableman's starting to follow that line.
Jim, thanks for the call. Sean, is there any end in sight here?
We have not been given an end in sight right now, no. And, Justice Gableman did kind of say he's not sure what role he'll continue this investigation in, but that he's not going away, essentially. One of the things that, I guess if we've been given any kind of a timeline by the Assembly Speaker, who again hired Gableman to do this work, is that he wants these lawsuits connected to the Gableman case to play out. So Gableman has been sued by a liberal watchdog group over open records. There's a few cases on that playing out. Gableman has sued several officials, including the mayors of Madison and Green Bay, seeking to jail them if they don't comply with his subpoenas to sit for private interviews. That case is still playing out. There was a hearing scheduled for it in April. And then you have also a case that was filed against Gabelman, challenging his subpoena power by the Wisconsin Department of Justice representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's still playing out. So while these cases are still playing out, challenging his authority and challenging kind of the secrecy of the investigation, it seems like Speaker Voss has indicated that Mike Gabelman will stick around.
We're talking to Sean Johnson, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief, looking at the interim findings of the Wisconsin Republican-backed investigation of the 2020 election. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of calls from the lead investigator to decertify the presidential election outcome in 2020, which state lawyers and outside lawyers say isn't a thing that they can do? Do you want this investigation to keep going or to end? Call 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our look at Wisconsin Republicans' election investigation and Michael Gabelman's latest report on that investigation. WPR's Sean Johnson stays with us. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. Sean, before we go back to our callers, one question that Gabelman was asked during this session was, are you under contract? And the answer was kind of complicated.
It was the one part of the hearing where he did not sound sure of himself and kind of said that there's different interpretations of that, that some people, that he believed he's under contract, but that some people would say his contract ended on the 31st of December, because that's the last document that was, that's publicly available showing him under contract. And in fact, there was a ruling in one of those open records cases yesterday by a Dane County judge that said he is not under contract, that based on the information before the court, his contract ended in at the end of October. So that gets at a pretty big issue here, because you're talking about his authority under, the law vested in him by the state assembly to do a pretty sweeping investigation of, an exercise of democracy. So it's not a small thing. And as of right now, Justice Gabelman is saying, I believe I am under contract. Speaker Voss did not respond to questions about whether he had the same view. But a judge yesterday said that Gabelman is not.
And already lawyers for the city of Green Bay have responded to one of his requests saying, we'll give it to you, some information to you, because we're nice. But technically, if you're not under contract, you're just a guy, right? I mean,
they're kind of saying it's a courtesy. We don't know that you're representing anybody here, but we'll give this to you as a courtesy. That is the situation there, and you can imagine they will point that out to judges in these myriad cases.
Let's go back to your calls now. Jerry is with us in Waukesha. Jerry, hi.
Hi there.
What do you want to bring up, Jerry? Yep, go ahead.
I want to talk about a few different things there. I've been following this quite closely. I'm involved in some conservative groups that have people working on this. I met Mr. Gabelman a couple of times. I've got no reason to judge his credibility. I think he's upstanding. He's only following the money and following the events as they took place and connecting the dots as he did so the other day in Madison. We got to fix the problems. We can't have a Venezuela election in November of this year and November of 24. I think the country will come unglued. I don't know what the results were from Arizona and what the election inspectors found there. I never dug into that because I'm not from Arizona, but what I do know about Wisconsin is appalling. What was done voting in July in Madison in the park, who the hell does that? Third world countries do that, not America.
Jerry, so we got to fix. Thanks for the call. That is a concern, the so-called democracy in the park. Sean, that was ballot boxes with poll workers at them where people would take their filled out ballots and drop them off in those boxes. Is that something that Gabelman is focused on?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't in July, but it was during the absentee voting period where people had filled out their absentee ballots at home. And then instead of putting them in the mail or putting them in a drop box, they took them to these Democracy in the Park locations that were set up by the clerk. I mean, we should mention this was the attorney. There were attorneys that sort of asked for a lawsuit if there was going to be one. You know, people who wanted to defend these events said, you challenge these in court if you think there's something wrong here. No lawsuit was brought against the Democracy in the Park events. But they're certainly something that we have talked about quite a bit since then.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. We'll go to Scott next in Madison. Scott, hi.
Hi. If they do decide to overturn the election, will that be the entire ballot so that any laws that have been passed since that election would be have been made by illegally elected people?
Scott, thanks for the call. That's been brought up, Sean, that if somehow, hypothetically, the election were decertified, that wouldn't necessarily just affect the presidential outcome, but the entire assembly and half the Senate at the same time.
Yeah, and I mean, Gableman's report totally glosses over that completely. And his remarks to the assembly committee this week didn't address that either. He was asked about, you know, why you had I guess it's not a discrepancy, but it's like split ticket voting. You know, why would somebody like Mike Gallagher do well, a Congressman Mike Gallagher up in Green Bay, do well at the same time Joe Biden would do well? I mean, there was a time in Wisconsin history where I don't think people would question that so much. We have split ticket voters here. Think about like the Obama Walker voters of 2012 was a thing we talked about a lot. And Gableman said, you know, I can't explain that. And he sort of left it at that. And he didn't attempt to offer an explanation for that. Because if you're talking about decertifying the entire election, that would be a lot of offices. And they seem to want to confine it to the presidential election, but don't explain why it would be that office and not others.
Thanks for the call. We should key in. There were some video presentations where a lawyer who'd worked with a legal group that had sued, filed a variety of lawsuits related to that election, made videos of care facility residents and I asked them questions. Can you tell us what was going on there, Sean?
So this got at that decision by the Wisconsin Elections Commission to waive the normal rules for voting in these residential care facilities, where normally you'd have these special voting deputies come into the facilities to administer elections, bring ballots, assist residents with voting. And because of COVID and you had a number of facilities shutting down, the Elections Commission made the decision that they weren't going to do that. And as a matter of public health, that the people who were in these homes were at the greatest risk of COVID because of their age and pre-existing health problems. And so that's why the Elections Commission made the decision that it did. What Gableman is arguing and what the attorney who made those videos who worked with him, Eric Cardall, with the Thomas More Society, what they're saying is that without this oversight, nursing home residents were coerced to vote and potentially vote a certain way. They haven't like brought that forward to the degree of filing complaints against specific nursing home workers. But that's the allegation that they're making, is that without this normal process in place, you lost a safeguard. What you did see Gableman do is kind of extrapolate these videos of people. And I should mention the videos. You asked about the videos. I mean, what's happening is Eric Cardall, this attorney, is interviewing some of these elderly residents to ask them about their voting preferences. In some cases saying, candidate A, wants to spend more. Candidate B wants to cut taxes, like kind of offering these hypothetical scenarios and then saying, who do you support? And then, you know, the residents were confused at times. And these are very elderly people in some cases. And the point that they're trying to make is that they, you know, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but the implication is that they couldn't or shouldn't have voted. And that is not the law in Wisconsin. I mean, they have a they have a right to vote for whatever candidate you choose. Their process is by which somebody could be removed, but that goes through the courts.
Mm-hmm. Time for one more caller. Rick is with us in Evansville. Rick, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if there is anyone or any way that we can push back or hold Speaker Voss, the Dishonorable Mr. Gableman, any of these other officials, and push back and hold them accountable and responsible as a fifth column attempting to disrupt and delegitimize the votes of the people.
Rick, thanks for the call. Don't have a lot of time left. Sean, that is that's the accusation that's been made by, I think, Governor Evers, Attorney General Call, and many others in their responses, saying there's an effort here to delegitimize our election system.
That is definitely what you're seeing. I mean, the pushback at this point is coming in the court system from a variety of sources, from people representing the mayors and others who Gableman has subpoenaed in Wisconsin, from Attorney General Josh Call. These sides are kind of fighting it out in a number of courts right now. And so that's sort of where the friction is at this point, because in the legislature, Democrats can ask questions. They can kind of make a point of how they view this investigation, but they can't do anything about it. And it's in the legislature. It's kind of out of Governor Tony Evers' hands, too.
Sean, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief, with us to talk about Michael Gableman's report as part of the 2020 election investigation backed by Assembly Republicans.